So thank you all for coming. I said that there's going to be a seminar on nectar of devotion. Well, Nectar of Devotion is quite a large book. And this is quite a small seminar. But luckily, Nectar of Devotion deals with everything about Krishna consciousness. So it's hard to say anything which is not included in the Nectar of Devotion. But I'm going to speak about something about Nectar of Devotion, something about Madhurya Kandambini. And of course, we always throw in something from Bhagavad Gita and other places. In Nectar of Devotion, at the very beginning, it explains that there are six different steps or quality, six different qualities of devotional service according to the level of advancement.
Na samom početku nektara predanosti opisane su šest različitih nivoa ili koraka na putu predanog služenja.
First it will call kleshadi, which means the freedom from all kinds of distress.
Prvi je oslobođenje od svih vrsta uznemirenosti, na treći.
The other is subhada, the acquiring of all good qualities.
Drugi je dostizanje svih dobrih osobnosti.
They're compared to two different leaves that are growing.
I to se poredi sa dva različita lista koja rastu.
So we're watering the bhakti plant, and we're hoping that these two leaves start to grow.
Mi zalivamo biljku bhakti i nadamo se da će ta dva lista i rasti.
Prabhupada said one after lecture, Brahma Buddha Prasanatma, that if you feel him morose, it's a sign of lack of Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada je u jednoj lekciji rekao, ako se osjećaš onako snužden, to je znak manjka svjesnosti Krishna.
So we're supposed to become Prasanatma, that is joyful.
Treba da postanemo sretni, radosni.
So joyfulness begins with klesha agni, freedom from all kinds of distress.
I ta sreća počinje sa klešanje, oslobođenjem od svih vrsta nesreće i nedaće.
And not surprisingly, the other stages of advanced and devotional service are simply intensifications of these two different stages.
Pa onda ne iznenađuje što su svi ostali nivoji predanog služenja zapravo produženci ta prva dva pečata.
For instance, klesha agni, at that stage there is, or even subhada, there's a certain, it says subhada, all good qualities, one of the qualities of subhada is it gives one happiness greater than that of material sense gratification.
Jedna od recimo osobina subhada je da nam daje sreću koja je veća od bilo kakva sreća da bi mene čuli u životu.
And a higher state than that is moksha lagu krit. The happiness defines even the happiness of liberation.
Ta sreća se definiše kao sreća veća od sreće od oslobođenja.
And then, beyond that, at the stage of prema, that's at the stage of bhava. Bhava has two qualities known as it's rarely achieved and it's derives even the conception of liberation.
Bhava ima dve osobine. Prva je da se veoma rijetko dostiže, a druga da jednostavno ne razmišlja se o tom konceptu oslobođenja.
And then at the stage of prema, we have, it's the only means to attract Krishna, and it gives one Sundarananda Vishekatma, unlimited transcendental pleasure.
A na nivou sljedećem vreme dobijamo neograničeno zadovoljstvo.
The pleasure is so intense that one can't even recognize that he's in the material world anymore.
Ono je toliko jako da osoba više ni ne prepoznaje da se nalazi u materijalnom svijetu.
It's not that he doesn't know who he is or what's going on, but he sees everything as Krishna's transcendental pastime.
Nije da ta osoba ne zna ko je ili šta se dešava, već sve vidi kao Krishna's transcendental zabavu.
But for most of us, we don't have to worry about what the experience of Sundarananda Abhishekatma or its only means to attract Krishna. If we begin with the first stages of Sarana Bhakti than the other ones will automatically develop.
No, mi ne moramo toliko da se brinemo o tim nivou posljednjim. Mi treba da počnemo od prvih nivoa i da se nadamo da ćemo dakle da se razvijemo dalje.
The plan of bhakti is so wonderful that even when the other stages develop, still the first two stages keep on developing.
Biljka bhakti je tako divna da čak i nakon što se krenu razvijati ostali nivoi, ovi prvobitni nastavljaju da rastu.
And everything becomes simple. In other words, when one is able to actually focus his mind completely on Krishna in the spirit of unalloyed love, then everything else develops simultaneously.
Drugim rečima, ako je osoba sposobna da se nekako fokusira na Krishnu i na bezuzročnu ljubav prema njemu, onda se sve ostalo nekako samo po sebi dešava.
But there, in the beginning, there are certain obstacles.
No, naravno, u početku ima prepreka.
So sometimes we like to hear about how wonderful the result would be.
Nekad mi volimo da slušamo kako će divan biti rezultat.
But we should also do what's necessary so we can experience that wonderful result.
Ali također treba da imamo namjeru da će proći vrijeme dok ne možemo, dok ne budemo sposobni da iskušamo taj divan rezultat.
I can say that my highest experiences in Krishna consciousness, most of them came as a result of surrender.
Mogu vam reći da su moja najuzvišenija iskustva u svesnosti Krišna zapravo nastala usled predavanja.
It wasn't that I made a decision to surrender and then suddenly there was the doors by Kunta opened up and the chariot came by to pick me up.
Nije baš bilo kao da sam ja odlučio da se predam, da se sad ja jednom vrata da je Kunta otvorila i došla je kočija da me pokupi.
I remember, for instance, one time I was I had gone to Dallas to visit Tamal Krishna Maharaj. To Dallas, Texas, to visit Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
Došao sam jednom prilikom tako u Dallas, u Texasu, da posetim Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
And he mentioned to me, he said, well, we have one sannyasi, he's in the Philippines, maybe you can go there and help him.
Jednom je spomenuo, imamo mi jednog sannyasi, on je na Filipinima, možda bi ti mogao dođeš mu pomoć?
And immediately my mind said, no.
I moj umi odmah rekao,
you're not going to the
Philippines. Ma ne, na Filipinu.
How can he demand you go there? Why did he even ask you?
Kako on to može tebe da traži? Zašto on to tebe traži?
So I was sitting there and thinking, really, I'm really suffering listening to my mind.
Ja da sam tako sedem tamo i razmišljam, Bože, pa ja tako patim slušajući ovaj svoj umi.
Although I am inclined to follow my mind's direction.
Iako imam sklonost da patim usmerenje svog uma.
But I thought, well, maybe it's not a good. Maybe I should follow and do what Prabhupada wants me to do. So then I started to think, what would Prabhupada want me to do? And then Prabhupada said, well, why don't you do it? Why don't you do it in the spirit that you're doing to serve your god brother who's serving the movement?
Da pomeneš svom godbratru da širimo u procesu si Krišna.
So I said, all right, I'll do it.
Ja sam rekao, pa dobro, pa ću to uraditi.
And when I was there, Krishna gave me some transcendental experience.
I kada sam tamo došao, Krišna mi je dao neka transcendentalna iskustva.
And it definitely wasn't the result of my excellent service in the Philippines.
I to sigurno nije bio rezultat moje izuzetne službe na Filipinima.
But I immediately understood it was because I had made a decision to surrender with some proper understanding and something of a better attitude than I usually have.
Već sam razumela da je to rezultat pravilnog razumevanja i nešto pravilnije stava nego što bi obično bilo.
Krishna didn't heal it, pick me up.
Krishna me nije tek tako.
For some special mercy.
Izabrala iz neke.
But this is the result. I remember one time, actually I was married in the movement.
Zapravo ja sam bio u braku.
For 2 weeks. I was definitely not very qualified to be a very good household.
Definitivno nisam bio jako kvalitetan da budem dobra
britanska. I mean, if I have a problem with being straightforward now, I had a much bigger problem back then.
I sad imam problem da budem direktna, tad sam imao još većih problema.
Especially with my potential wife.
In
any case, somehow or another, probably I was really surprised. I was thinking, I mean, I was really crazy when I joined. I'm a little less crazy now.
Rekao je da je zapravo, kaže mi, sad je malo manje lud nego što je bio lud kad se pridružio
pokretu. I mean, Krishna actually did give me a lot of mercy when I joined.
Krishna mi je dao mnogo milosti kad sam se pridružio.
But my understanding of it was way out of proportion to reality.
Ali moje razumevanje nije bilo u skladu sa realnošću.
Luckily I had Prabhupada to give me some guidance sometimes.
Srećom imao sam Prabhupada koji mi je davao uputstva
pomoć. Any case, during this time, Krishna, I was thinking, well, maybe I should, this is 1969, I was thinking, maybe I should take sannyas. But my temple president kept on telling me, everyone should become a householder. The Prabhupada said everyone should become a householder. So my realm of depth of knowledge was quite shallow.
I tada je moja dubina znanja bila prilično niska.
I didn't know why I wanted to take sannyas.
I nisam ni znao zašto ja želim da uzmem
sannyas. I had no reason to become a householder either.
Mada nisam imao ni razloga da budem
prihastan. So then my temple president approached me and said, there's one girl here and she wants to get married.
Kada mi je prišao, temple president je rekao, ima ovdje jedna matica i ona hoće da se uda.
And he goes, if you want to be a leader, you have to become a householder. So I said, well, I didn't know who she was. I never, because we didn't look at the ladies back then. But I had two reasons to get married. The main one was that if you got married, they cooked a special feast. And prasadam wasn't very good back then, so I thought maybe it would be worthwhile. And the second reason, I thought, well, if I were to become a leader, you're supposed to get married, well, I'll get married. The feast was the main reason. In any case, we didn't get officially married.
U svakom slučaju, nismo se
zvanično
veželjčali, to je bilo samo žrtvena vatra.
So I thought, if there's anything wrong with this arrangement, Prabhupada will say something.
I prosto, kad god nešto nije bilo u redu, Prabhupada bi nešto rekao.
Because I was thinking in the back of my mind, is it really such a good reason to get married just to have a feast?
I stalno sam razmišljao o umu, upozorjeni svog uma, da se je stvarno kako toga razlog za venčanje, da želiš fist sam.
So Rupanuga, my temple president, wrote to Prabhupada and asked him, we have, her name was Jagat Tarini.
Onda je od te njegove buduće supruge, odnosno supruge.
I never even learned the karmi name.
Nije naučio ni njeno karmi ime nikada. Uglavnom, pošto je imao naviku da pitaš ima pravda
nešto.
I nije to bio ni blizak odnos. A tempo prezident je pisao što je pravda na to pitanje karmi. Nešto već sam tom tako.
In any case, he wrote the Prabhupada and asked him, is it right that Jagat Tarini, and him and Prahladananda get married?
I onda je tako prezident pisao što je pravo, da je pitao da li je u redu da se Jagat Tarini ili već nešto i Prahladananda venčimo.
So Prabhupada wrote back and said, they have all my blessings.
I Prabhupada je vratio odgovor, imaju sve moje blagoslove.
Oh, I thought, now I'm in trouble. And the worst thing, and Prabhupada said simultaneously with that, he should open the temple. So obviously my relation with I had the fireside corporate with didn't last very long.
Ali u svakom slučaju, moj odnos u tom matrici sa kojom sam petra zajedno držati na matri nije bilo traga.
One is that she cooked the feast.
Prvi razlog je špionarsku olafizmu.
And I didn't like it, Michelle.
A meni se nije to dobro stara.
And the worst thing is I sit there and I read Bhagavad Gita to her.
A najgore je bilo što sam sedeo i njoj čitao Bhagavad
Gita. And she fall asleep.
A ona je zaspala.
I thought this relationship is not going to last. In any case, there are more details we won't go into. But it wound up that the relationship only lasted for a little while, but then I was supposed to open a temple. So I was all fired up, I'm going to become a temple president.
And
so many servants underneath me.
Neću nikakve tamo uzmirenja podati.
Tell everyone what to do.
Sad ću ja svima da kažem šta da radim.
I mean, back then, I remember when I first joined, if you were initiated, that was really significant.
Sjećam se kada sam se tek pridružio, ako imaš inicijaciju, to je stvarno bilo važno.
And then, if you became second, by 1969, Prabhupada started to give second initiation.
Do 69. Prabhupada počeo da dijeli i druge inicijacije.
So, to be a real devotee, you had to become a Brahmin.
I da bi bio pravi bhakta, trebalo je da postaneš Brahmin.
When I asked my temple president, how long have you been in the movement?
I kada sam pitao svog temple presidenta, a koliko si ti dugo u pokretu?
And he told me 2 years.
I on mi je rekao 2 godine.
I was like, wow, he's really a senior devotee.
Ja sam rekao, wow, on je stvarno stari
bhakta. You know, he's like, wow. 2 years, that's a lifetime.
Mislim se, wow, 2 godine, to je čitav život.
And if you were a Brahmin, you know, then you had a full dandavat.
A ako je neko Brahmana, njemu se odavao pun dandavat.
In any case, they Rupanuga decided I was going to become a temple president and open a temple in Florida.
U svakom slučaju, Rupanuga je odlučio da ja postanem temple president i da otvorim hram na Floridi.
So I thought, that's great, Florida. You know, because we used to go, my parents and I, my sister and myself, we used to go on holiday in Florida. It was great.
I ja sam pomislio, wow, Florida. Pošto ja sam s roditeljima i sestrom odlazio tamo na odmor.
So I said, wow, it's like a vacation.
Ja sam pomislio, wow, bit će to odmor.
So I wound up in Florida.
I završio sam na Floridi.
And I wind up at the airport, no one's there.
I otišao sam na aerodrom, kad? Tamo nikoga.
And I had to ask around, where are the devotees?
I sam morao okolo da pitam.
Oh, they said, oh yeah, they live in Coconut Grove Park.
Gde su bakte? I onda su oni mene rekli, pa oni žive tamo na kokosovom putu,
vidjet ćeš. So I got to Coconut Grove Park.
I onda sam ja otišao do te ulice.
And there was Vishnu Jan Swami, Brahmananda Swami, Gargamuni Swami, Subal Swami, and their assistants.
I to su bili svi ovi Swami, i njihovi pomoćnici.
So I thought this is great. You know, 6 Swamis and their assistants.
Pomislio sam sjajno, 6 Swami i njihovi pomoćnici.
We're opening a temple here. I'm going to be the president.
Mi ćemo ovdje dati drugo hram i ja ću biti predsjednik hrama.
So that night we were in a bookstore, an esoteric bookstore.
Tada smo bili u jednoj esoteričnoj knjiži.
And they had milk prasadam.
Nismo imali prasadam.
And I thought, this is great, you know, prasadam, the president, everything's going great.
Ajde, sad ćemo da biće prasadam, ja sam tamo president, biće sve u redu.
Then little did I know that the next day, Vishnu Jan Maharaj left with his assistant, Brahmananda left with his assistant, Subal left with his assistant, and I was there with Gargamuni and his assistant.
I sljedećeg već dana, trojica od ovoga ugra su otišli sa svojim pomoćnicima, a jedino je ostao
Gargamuni
sa svojim pomoćnicima.
And we were, suddenly our temple was in the park of Coconut Grove. We were living in the park.
I naš hram je bio u parku te ulice, koliko na trogu se zove. Mi smo živjeli zapravo u parku.
And the park meant that I had my sleeping bag.
Park je značio da sam ja imao svoju leću za spavanje.
I had my 2 dhoties.
Imao sam svoje 2 dhoties.
Toothbrush.
Četkicu za zube.
And a little toothpaste.
malo kasa za zube.
And that was it.
I to je bilo to.
And the part meant that we cooked on the grills where they barbecue everything.
Park je značio da smo mi kuvali tamo gdje su oni sve roštiljali.
And we took a shower in the park sink.
I u tom kaže česni parku.
You know, you take the cup, you look for a cup, and then you turn the sink tap and you throw it open.
Otvrneš ono su dopere i onda to staviš i na sebe i onda polješ se vodom, prvi u partuš.
And unfortunately, we happened to be there during hurricane season.
Na nesreću, tamo smo se zadesili u vremenu uragana.
So living in a park during the hurricane season had its disadvantages.
I živjeti u parku za vreme uragana ima svoje nedostatke.
And my leader at that time had decided we were going to spend no money on prasadam.
A moj lider u to vreme odlučio da mi uopšte nećemo trošiti novac na prasadam.
Except for distributing prasadam to others.
Jedino za deljenje prasadam drugima.
So our prasadam for some time became, we wake up in the morning.
I evo kako je to bilo. Mi se probudimo ujutro.
Dust off our sleeping bag.
Ovako istreseno svoje vreće za spavanje.
And then take our shower in the park sink.
I onda se istuširamo u tom kliniku.
Chant our rounds.
Izmantramo svoje krugove.
And then cook chapatis on the grills.
I onda pravimo chapatije na tih grillovima.
And the Gopinath, his assistant, and myself.
Gopinath, njegov pomoćnik i ja.
And he makes some Garbhamuni Mara Swami at that time would make some apple chutney.
A Garbhamuni Swami u to vreme pravio neki chutney od jabuka.
And then we'd have a little, he'd have a little kirtan.
I onda bi imali mali kirtan.
And maybe 50 hippies would come around.
I možda bi se pojavilo nekih 50 hippija.
And we'd put a little apple chutney in the chapatis.
I mi smo stavili malo tog chutneya od jabuke na chapati.
And then go around and distribute the chapatis to all the hippies who came.
I išli naokolo i delili te čapatije svim hippijima koji
došli. And then we, after the whole program, we get our quota of prasadam for the day.
I nakon čitavog programa dobili smo četvrtinu od tog prasadama za čitav dan.
Which consisted of two chapatis with a little apple chutney.
To je značilo dva čapatija sa malo čutnje od jabuke.
And then we go on book distribution.
I onda smo išli da delimo knjige.
And we collect lakshmi, sell back to Gaya.
Prodavali smo ga back to Gaya magazin i skupljali smo lakshmi.
And if we came back on time, which we usually didn't.
Iako bismo se vratili na vreme, a obično nismo.
We get one quarter of a pint of sour cream.
Dobili bismo četvrtinu pinte, to je sad jedna jedinica neka kisela pavlovka.
And two bananas to eat.
I dve banane da jedemo.
So that went on for some weeks.
I to se tako dešavalo nekoliko nedelja.
Gradually I got thinner and thinner.
Postupno sam došao, bilo sve tanje i tanje.
And I thought, well, it's not so bad.
Ali pomislio sam, pa nije tako loš.
Because at least I'll become the temple president.
Bar ću ja biti temple president.
So things, I mean, I was a little worried because, you know, I was thin anyhow.
Malo sam bio zabrinut, već sam bio mršav u startu.
But, you know, on that diet I was not getting any fatter.
Ali kasnije, jel, neko se ide.
And then the hurricane came.
E, onda je došao uragan.
And we were cooking chapatis when the hurricane came.
A mi smo pravili chapatije i za vreme uragana.
So it was a hurricane and we kept on cooking the chapatis.
I tako, napolje uragan, a mi i dalje pravimo chapatije.
And it was so cold, you know, my hands were freezing.
I bilo je toliko hladno da su mi se ruke smrzavale.
So then I started to think, I don't know if I really want to be the temple president.
I onda sam tek počeo da razmišljam, a ne znam baš da li ja stvarno hoću da budem temple president.
In any case, during that time, Krishna actually gave me some special mercy.
U svakom slučaju, tokom tog vremena, Krishna mi je zapravo dao neku specijalnu milost.
So much so that, you know, for at least some days my senses are completely clear and alive and I had reached, I mean, besides all the mercy, I realized that the goal in life was not to become a temple president.
postati deputat.
And that was not the end of, early ISKCON, sometimes they, devotees, they glorify it, the devotees are so sweet, the kirtans are so nice. And they were in some respect.
Nekada bakte onako slave taj rani ISKCON, kao sve je bilo jako slatko i bilo je puno kirtana, jeste, u nekom smislu jeste to bilo.
But I don't know if I could have survived in the same situation now.
Ali ja ne znam da li bih u onakvoj situaciji danas to mogao preživjeti.
I mean, in one sense, it's always nice to look back.
U jednom smislu, uvek je lepo pogledati nazad.
Well, Krishna definitely reciprocated. I mean, forced us into a certain circumstance.
Naravno, usled okolnosti.
I mean, I think just to give us some mercy.
Krishna je, mislim, samo htjela da nam da nešto milosti.
Because ordinarily, who would put themselves in a circumstance where you're practically starving to death?
Jer ko bi sebe sam stavio u takve okolnosti da zapravo se izhranjuje do smrti?
You have no place to live. I mean, we were worse than homeless.
Mi smo bili gore nego beskućnici.
At least the homeless, they have some, you know, some bag or something to put their things in.
Beskućnici su bar imali neki ranac ili nešto u što su stavili stvari.
We had, you know, and we were working the whole day.
I još smo mi radili čitav dan.
I would never do it if I, you know, anyhow, we did it because we had no alternative. That's what Prabhupada wanted, and we did it for him.
Mi smo to radili jer nismo imali alternative. To je što Prabhupada želeo, mi smo to radili za njega.
They told me to go to... Well, one devotee showed up with a maxi van, with a truck.
Jedan bhakta se pojavio sa nekim maxi vanom, sa nekim kamionom.
And since he had all the opulence, he was a householder.
I pošto je on bio tako puno obilja, on je bio grihasta.
They decided I was going to go to Houston, Texas, and assist the mission in John Maharaj and opening the temple there.
Odlučili su da ja treba sad da idem u Houston, u Texasu, da pomognem Višnjana Maharaju da tamo otvorim hram.
So they did, I asked, well, how am I going to get there?
I mu sam pitao, pa dobro, kako ću ja tamo dobro?
So they said, you hitchhiked there.
Rekli su mi, pa stopije.
That's what Višnjana Maharaj and his assistant Srinath did.
To su uradili Višnjana Maharaj i njegov asistent.
So we had a hitchhike through the south of America, the southern states of America.
I tako smo mi autostopirali kroz južne države južne.
With dotis on and tilak and a shaving head.
I to sa sve dotijem i tilacima i oprijenim glavama.
And I can tell you, they were not the friendliest people.
I mogu vam reći, na putu nije bilo baš tako jako prijateljski nastrojenih ljudi.
The first person who picked me up was completely drunk.
Prva osoba koja me je pokupila je bila potpuno pijana.
That was quite an interesting story.
To je prilično zanimljiva reč.
It took 3 days to get there.
Trebalo mi 3 dana da stignem do tamo.
And the only thing Agamuni gave me to eat on the way was 1/4 pound of fried chickpeas.
A jedina stvar koju mi je Agamuni dao da jedem do tamo je bila četvrtina nečeg prženih slanica.
And we went to the health food store to buy it. The man who worked at the health food store took a look at me and offered to give me 2 date balls for free. And then I had 3 days with 1/4 pound of fried chickpeas.
I onda sam ja tako sa nešto četvrtinu kile zapada, to kruženog slanca.
I didn't even look at it on the way over.
Nisam ni ono, ni mogu da gledam opet, kroz prozor.
Fried chickpeas at that time. Prabhupada said we were only allowed 8 fried chickpeas.
Prabhupada je rekao da nam je dozvoljeno da pojedemo samo 8 tih slanutaka kruženog. Na dan,
I didn't even eat my 8 that day.
Ja ni svojih 8 nisam dobio.
In any case, we just took it. I mean, that's what we had to do, so we did it.
Ali u svakom slučaju, to je bilo onako kako smo mi to prihvatili. To je ono što mi moramo da uradimo i mi smo to radili.
We were servants in the circumstance.
I vi služite u skladu sa okolnostima.
So that's generally, we may be fantastic in so many different things.
Možda smo mi fantastični u tako mnogo stvari.
Maybe expert kirtan leaders or preachers or cooks or whatever managers.
Možda smo sjajni kitchen leaderi ili kuvari ili propovednici ili menadžeri.
But ultimately it's the attitude of surrender that Krishna is looking for.
Ali krajnji cilj je ono što Krishna traži, jeste predavanje.
And we have that even if we're so-called unimportant devotees.
Čak i ako smo takozvani nevažni bhakti.
If we have an attitude of surrender, then we become, in Krishna's eyes, very significant.
Ako imamo taj stav predavanja, onda ćemo u Krišnjim očima postati veoma važni.
And because the devotees had that attitude of surrender, therefore they were able to do so many wonderful things.
I pošto su bhakti spremni da se predaju, to je razlog zašto oni su sposobni da urade tako puno divnih stvari.
Of course, one of the major reasons why the devotees had such an attitude of surrender.
Naravno, a šta je glavni razlog da bhakti imaju uopšte takav stav predavanja?
Because I wasn't the only one that Prabhupada asked to do such things. Prabhupada asked so many devotees to do something similar.
Ja nisam bio jedini od koga Prabhupada tražio da radi takve stvari. On je tražio to od mnogih bhakti, slične stvari.
My whole temple, one devotee, Nityananda, he opened the temple in New Orleans.
Iz mog hrama, prvog recimo, jedan bhakta Nityananda otvorio hram u New Orleansu.
I mean, that's how our movement expanded.
I tako se naš pokret širio.
But we had faith in Prabhupada.
Ali mi smo imali veru u Prabhupada.
We had faith. Well, not only because devotees glorified Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was, you know, a transcendental personality.
I ne to, ne samo zato što su bhakti slavili Prabhupada, već zato što je Prabhupada bio transcendentalna ličnost.
In one way or another, he affected devotees so that they surrender.
On je na jedan ili drugi način uticao na bhakte da se oni predaju.
So in the beginning there has to be some attitude of surrender.
Na početku mora postojati neki stav predavanja.
And although we may not experience the highest state of transcendental ecstasy all the time.
I možda iako ne iskušavamo i ne prolazimo stalno kroz najveći nivo neke transcendentalne.
But Krishna will show us if we are a little surrendered that in proportion to our surrender that's how he reciprocates with us.
Ali Krišna će nam pokazati da će nam zapravo u skladu sa tim i u srazmeđu sa tim koliko se mi predajemo i to Krišna.
So, luckily, our movement progressed a little bit beyond having the devotees live in parks and eat two chapatis a day.
Na sreću, naš pokret je napredovao bar na malo bolje od toga da se bakte žive u parkovima i jedu samo dva čapatija na dan.
I wouldn't recommend that our leaders
ne bih to preporučio našim liderima.
Take up that particular aspect of service that invokes surrender.
I da preuzmu takav aspekt službe pa da tako moraju da se predaju.
But the surrender simply transformed itself gradually in one way or another.
Ali to predavanje se postepeno transformisalo na ovaj ili onaj način.
The Prabhupada emphasized especially preaching.
Prabhupada je naročito naglašavao propovedanje.
So that was the main surrender.
I to je bilo glavno predavanje.
Wherever we want, when, at that time especially, we do Harinam.
Naravno, u to vreme naročito mi smo radili Harinam.
And that's, for instance, when I, at the beginning we do Harinam 8 hours a day.
Na početku radili smo Harinam 8 sati na dan.
Because that's all we knew, that's all we could do, we couldn't do anything else.
Jer to je bilo sve što smo mogli da radimo, mi smo ništa drugo mogli da radimo, umeli.
Even there was, well, there was a little book distribution.
Bilo je malo deljenja knjiga.
Because that's how we supported the temple.
Jer to je način kako smo izdržavali hram.
But the whole movement was, you had to do it.
Ali čitav pokret je bio tako, moraš to da uradiš.
If you didn't go in Harinam, why were you in the movement?
Ako ne ideš u Harinam, a zašto ti u pokretu?
If you didn't distribute back to Godhead, then we wouldn't eat.
Ako nećemo da prodajemo back to Godhead, onda nećemo ni jesti.
What to speak of doing what Prabhupada wanted.
A da ne govorimo o tome da radimo ono što je Prabhupada želio.
And that became the main focus of surrender.
I to je postao glavni fokus predavanja.
Even after we got some Lakshmi,
nakon što smo dobili neki
we got buildings,
We
got more and more devotees.
Dobili smo sve više I više bhakti.
But it was all concentrated on preaching.
Ali sve je bilo koncentrisano na preaching.
And the reason why devotees did it is because they probably wanted it to be done.
A razlog zašto su to bhakti radili je što je pravo želeo da oni to rade.
And when one did it, one actually in that particular mood, then everything was very blissful.
I kada je to osoba radila u jednom određenom raspoloženju, sve je bilo puno sreće.
And of course, things were not always so blissful.
Naravno, stvari nisu uvijek bile tako.
Because there's always a fight between our minds, at least for me.
Jer bilo je puno tih borbi u umu, sa umom, sa obstveni, pa je za mene.
My mind wanted to be the biggest book distributor in the world.
Moj um je želeo da bude najveći delilac knjige na svetu.
I wanted to be recognized at least in the three zones.
Želao sam da budem priznat bar u tri zone.
Or I wanted to become Prahlad Maharaj and save the world.
Ili sam htio da postanem Prahlad Maharaj I da spasem svet.
Or so many different things.
Ili tako puno različitih stvari.
And at the same time, Prabhupada wanted me to do it.
A u isto vreme, Prabhupada je želao da ja.
So, but I used to notice when I go out for the first hour or so,
ali primetio sam kada sam izašao na prvi sat I tako nešto.
My mind would be in one place.
Moj um je bio na jednom mjestu.
And then after some time distributing books, you become so blissful, you forget about all those things.
I nakon nekog vremena deljenja knjiga, toliko se apsorbiraš da zaboraviš na sve.
Because the other side is that when you become very enlivened, then people naturally stop.
Jer druga ta strana je da ti postaneš toliko oživljen, da ti prirodno staju.
Krishna empowers you.
Krishna te opunomoći.
And the other side was that you actually started thinking, I'm doing these things, I'm empowered, I figured out the whole thing.
A druga stvar je da ti sad počinješ da misliš, ma ja to radim, ja sam opunomoći, ja sam to sve shvatio kako treba.
And then Krishna would have to make the arrangements to bring you back down to earth again.
I onda Krishna mora da napravi aranžmane da te ponovno prizemi.
But in any case, Krishna really wanted us to preach.
U svakom slučaju, Krishna je zaista želeo da prepovedi.
So he gives some mercy.
I dava je nešto milosti.
Especially if you do it day after day after day.
Naročito ako smo to radili dan za dan.
Because, I mean, I was one of the, at least one of the 20 top distributors in the world for some time.
Ja sam neko vrijeme bio jedan od 20 najboljih delilaca knjiga u svijetu.
And I had no idea how to distribute books.
A nisam imao pojma kako se dele knjige.
I didn't really know exactly, I mean, I didn't have very refined techniques.
Nisam imao neke rafinirane tehnike.
But I wanted to distribute books.
Ali želeo sam da podelim knjige.
So Krishna made the arrangements.
I Krishna je pravio aranžman.
And I didn't really want to distribute the books so much to save everyone.
Ja zapravo nisam čekao toliko da gledam knjige da sve spasim.
But I was living with the other top distributors in the world.
Ali živio sam sa ostalim najboljim delilacima na svijetu.
And I didn't want to be, you know, I definitely didn't want to be the last.
I sigurno da nisam ja htio da budem najgori.
So when I see them distributing so many books, I think, well, I got to distribute these books too.
I onda kad sam vidio koliko oni dele, pomislio sam, ja, pa moram ja da delim te knjige.
So one way or another, I was inspired.
Na jedan ili drugi način bio sam inspirisan.
And Krishna reciprocated.
I Krishna je uzvratio.
I mean, ultimately that's the most important technique for book distribution.
Konačno, to je jeste najvažnija tehnika za deljenje knjiga.
To depend upon Krishna.
Da zavisiš od Krishna.
I mean, sometimes I remember I was in Houston, Texas, not the friendliest town in the world at the time.
Sećam se neke stvari, recimo bio sam u Houstonu, u Texasu I to nije prijateljski nastrojen grad u to vrijeme bio.
Houston, Texas was, when we first got there, as I said before, we went out, Vishnu Dharmara, Srinath and myself, we went on and did Harinam.
Pre nego što bismo izašli iz Delhi, Vishnu se na Šridhar ja, smo prvo radili Harinam.
In Dotis, in Tilak.
U Dotima, sa Tilakom.
And the police came and immediately arrested us.
I onda bi došla policija I uhapsila nas.
Put us in jail.
I stavila nas u zatvor.
And I was chanting Hare Krishna.
A ja sam mantrao Hare Krishna.
So the policeman said, he came over and said, stop chanting.
I onda bi došla policajca I rekao, prestani da mantraš.
So I thought, well, this person's a Maya and he needs the holy name. So I started chanting a little loud. So he took out his gun. And he was about to hit me with his gun. So I decided maybe I should chant more softly. Wasn't the friendliest town I was ever in. In any case, I stand there on the street. Oh, well, anyhow, eventually they allowed us to distribute books. They put us on trial. Specifically Vishnu Maharaj, but they made a televised trial in front of the city council.
Naročito Višnjođana Maharaja, napravili su neku televizijsku probu ispred gradske skupštine.
Suđenje.
Yeah,
they were gonna,
televizijsku suđenje, sorry.
They were gonna have a trial of the cult on television.
Trebalo to da bude suđenje kultu jednom na televiziji.
Hopefully they weren't gonna hang us in
public.
Here's what happens to people who the cult members.
Evo šta se dešava pripadnici neke klike.
Now, luckily, what happened is that as the program was going on, someone came up to one man and said, "I'll pay you such and such money if you hit this monk on television."
So, taj program snimala I neko je prišao tom čovjeku I rekao, "Platit će ti toliko I toliko ako udariš ovog monaha, a da se to snime na televiziji."
So the man would happen to be a reporter. And he went before the city council during the television program and said, "I've been asked to hit this monk during this television program." I've been offered such and such amount of money to hit
him.
And the city council was so embarrassed they dismissed the case.
I onda su u gradskoj rečnici toliko bili neprijatnoj situaciji da su ovom prekinuli slučaj.
So then we were allowed to go on the street to show his book.
I onda su mi su spustili da idemo.
And chant Hare Krishna.
Da delimo knjige I da pevamo Hare Krishna.
But Vishnu Dhammaraj, he'd stand there just like with the book open. He wouldn't say a word to anyone.
Vishnu Dhammaraj Maharaj bi tako stajao sa otvorenom knjigom. On nikom ne bi rekao riječ.
Because that wasn't his mood, really. He was such a fantastic kirtan leader, but he wasn't a book distributor. And Srinath wouldn't go out. So it was only left up to me. And unless I distribute some books, we wouldn't eat. And not only that, but we had no heat. And we were living in a house which had, you could see through some of the boards in the house, you could actually see through
it.
And when it was snowing outside, it got very cold inside. So I'd stand there trying to distribute the bath of Godhead. I couldn't figure out what to say to stop these people. And even if they stopped, they couldn't figure out what to say that they take a book. So I just stand there and just pray to Krishna. I try to distribute the book, but I'd just be constantly praying. And out of nowhere, people would just come and take the back to God. So then I started thinking that what are all my techniques, the real technique is just to think about Krishna, pray to Him. Of course, I distributed books 7 days a week for probably until the 90s, so maybe 30 years or something.
Ja sam delio knjige 7 dana nedeljno sve do 90-ih, možda neki 30 godina.
But I always learned that that's the only technique that works.
I naučio sam da je to jedina tehnika koja funkcionira.
There are other things that work too.
Ima i drugi stvari koje
funkcionira. But that's the most important technique.
Ali ovo je najvažnija tehnika.
So at the beginning we have to rely upon Krishna.
Za početak moramo se osloniti na Krishna.
And at the end we have to rely upon Krishna.
Na kraju moramo se osloniti na Krishna.
And hopefully put ourselves in some circumstance where we have to rely upon Krishna.
I treba da se sami sebe stavimo u neke okolnosti u kojima ćemo morati da se oslonimo na Krishna.
And as it says in Madhurya Kandambini.
I kao što je rečeno Madhurya Kandambini.
There are different obstacles.
Postoje različite prepreke.
In the state called Anishmita Vajna Kriya. There are different mentalities. And generally speaking, these mentalities are simply obstacles to rely upon
Krishna.
Practically speaking, there are so many different stages of devotional service. From anartha nivritti to nishta to ruchi. But it always comes down to that same simple thing. The art of Krishna consciousness is simply the art of focusing one's mind and giving one's love to Krishna.
Ali sve se to svodi na jednu jednostavnu stvar, a to je da je umetnost svesnost Krishna, je umetnost fokusiranja uma i predavanja Krishna, rađenja najbolje što možeš za Krishna.
That's why japa is so important.
Zato je i japa tako
važna. Because we're told, and that's the only thing we're supposed to do, is focus our minds on Krishna, the holy name.
I nama je rečeno da je jedina stvar koju stvarno treba da radimo, jeste da fokusiramo svoj um na Krishna.
And try to do it with some reverence or with some feeling, at least reverence.
I kada mantramo da to radimo sa divljenjem, barem divljenjem.
That is the essence.
To je suština.
And everything else comes from that, because Krishna reveals himself.
I sve ostalo dolazi od toga, jer Krishna se razotkriva.
So, for instance, in Nishnita, Vajna Kriya, the first thing is Utsahamayi. Puffed up with enthusiasm. Actually, enthusiasm is very essential. That is our life. People live for enthusiasm. Without enthusiasm, we can't do anything.
Bez entuzijazma ne možemo ništa da radimo.
But, at the beginning we're enamored with our own enthusiasm.
Ali u početku mi nemamo ne znam kakav entuzijazam.
And indeed, when we first join the Hare Krishna movement, there should be a lot of enthusiasm.
I zapravo, kad se tek pridružimo pokretu, treba da bude jako mnogo entuzijazma.
After all, we were leaving material miseries.
Konačno mi napuštamo sve materijalne nedaće.
And we're going back to the spiritual world.
I vraćamo se u duhovni svet.
To live forever.
Da živimo večno.
With full awareness, with so much awareness of how wonderful everything really is.
Sa tolikom svesnošću kako je sve divno.
It's not that we know everything, but we know how wonderful everything is.
Nije da mi znamo sve, ali znamo koliko je sve divno.
And Krishna reciprocates. Generally, everyone has to surrender at the beginning.
I Krishna uzvraća. Tako osoba se predaje još na početku.
We have to give up something. We go in the Hare Krishna movement.
Mi se ipak predamo, mi moramo nečeg da se odreknemo da bismo se pridružili
pokretu. And Krishna reciprocates because we've surrendered.
I Krishna uzvraća jer smo se predali.
If only we change our hairstyle or our dress or whatever.
Ako promenimo samo frizuru ili odeću, što god.
Whatever we do, Krishna reciprocates.
Šta god uradite, Krishna uzvraća.
And then, because of that reciprocity, we get the higher taste. We get some association with Krishna.
I onda mi, pošto on uzvraća, dobijemo i taj viši ukus, dobijemo neku kušnju.
We become a little aware that Krishna is a real person.
I postanemo malo svesni da je Krishna stvarna osoba.
And he actually loves us. He's concerned about us.
I da nas on zapravo voli, da nam je stalo do nas.
I remember one time we were doing Rath Yatra.
Sećam se jednog smo pravili Rath Yatra.
Prabhupada was in was visiting Buffalo.
Tada sam posjećivao Buffalo.
And I asked Prabhupada who Lord Jagannath was.
I pitao sam Prabhupada, a ko je gospodin Jagannath?
Because when I first joined, they made, the first thing they did, they made me the head pujari.
Jer kada sam se pridružio, prvo što su radili od mene, odmah su me stavili za glavnog pujari.
But the previous head pujari, I asked him who the deities were.
A sad ja sam pitao prošlog glavnog pujari, a ko su božanstva?
And as far as I remember, what he was joking on, he said he didn't know.
E sad koliko se sjećam, mislim da se šalio, ali rekao, ne znam.
So I was worshiping the deities and quite adore. What we understood was worship.
Ja sam obožavao božanstvo onako kako smo tada
imali. To je Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Shrimati Subhadradevi.
To su bili Jagannath, Baladev, Shrimati Subhadradevi.
And I asked Prabhupada, I said, who Lord Jagannath was, and Prabhupada thought for a while, and he said, he's God.
I pitao sam tako Prabhupada, a ko je gospodin Jagannath, on je malo razmišljen, da rekao, on je Bog.
He said, he's Krishna.
Rekao je, on je Krishna.
So I thought, oh, that's very good.
Ja sam rekao, eto to
je dobro. I was very happy, that's why I was worshiping.
Epo, baš mi je drago, jer ja sam njega obožavao.
And then Prabhupada said, well, usually they have a, and he started to think,
He was about
to say, even they have a festival
in Jagannathpuri.
But then he said, well, you don't have, he was about to say, you don't have to worry about that. But he stopped. I could see he was thinking, and then he stopped. And it just so happens we had our first Ratiyatra in Buffalo that year.
I eto, tako se desilo da mi imamo, da smo imali dobili našu prvu Ratiyatru u Buffalo te godine.
And we put Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Shrimati Subhadradevi on a car.
I stavili smo gospodina Jagannatha, Baladeva i Shrimati Subhadradevi na kola.
And they were all facing and sort of forward.
I svi su gledali licima napred.
And someone took a picture.
I neko je uslikao.
And you can see that Subhadradevi had turned her face and looked into the camera.
I moglo se vidjeti da je Subhadra okrenula svoje lice i pogledala u kameru.
And everyone was looking at that picture, they couldn't believe it.
I svi su gledali u tu sliku i nisu mogli da veruju.
So I thought, give me that picture because I'm sure something's going to happen to her.
Da ću vam tu sliku jer sigurno sam, neću odati sliku jer nešto će se desiti.
But I couldn't get the picture.
Ali mogu da dobijem tu sliku.
And it disappeared.
Ah, ta je slika nestala.
So you have to take my word for it.
E sad, morat ćete mi onda verovati na reč. Ne može da nam tako slika reč.
But Krishna does give us some special inspiration to develop our faith at the beginning.
Ali Krishna nam daje neku posebnu inspiraciju da razvijemo svoju veru na početku.
Because otherwise, how can we sacrifice our lives for Krishna?
Jer inače, kako bismo mogli da žrtvujemo svoje živote za Krishna?
Unless we have some faith that he is God and that he is a person.
Ukoliko nemamo nešto vere da on jeste Bog, da je on osoba.
Unless we get a hard case, how is it possible to follow four regular principles?
I zato je često pitanje, kako je moguće uopšte slediti četiri regularne principe?
What to speak of vowing at the time of initiation to follow them for the rest of our lives?
A kamoli kada daje se zavet u vreme inicijacije da ćete to slediti do kraja života?
Every devotee must have some experience.
Svaki bhakta mora da ima neko iskustvo.
Therefore, utsaha mai, some enthusiasm is definitely there at the beginning.
Zato je utsaha mai neki entuzijazam sigurno prisutan na početku.
And sometimes we're overwhelmed with it.
I ponekad smo potpuno preplavljeni.
But the next aid is thick and thin. What's the word for thick and thin?
Ali sljedećeg dana je malo čupalo.
Gana Tarala. We started to notice that sometimes I'm completely enthusiastic. I'm in Vaikuntha. And then something happens. And we're certainly in some other place which doesn't look like Vaikuntha anymore. Maybe we commit some offense or we overeat.
Možda smo počinili neku uvredu ili smo se kajali.
Become a little proud.
Možda smo postali malo ponosni.
And we can see our, sometimes we're in the fire of devotional service, everything seems very clear.
I možemo vidjeti, nekada smo zaista u vatri predanom služenju i sve se čini toliko jasno.
And then sometimes we think, oh, I'm struggling, I'll never get out of the struggle. Life, devotional service is a struggle.
A nekad mislimo, joj, ja se tako borim, ja nikad neću završiti ovu borbu, ovu muku. Pa predanje služenja, ovaj devojčanski život, to je čitava neka borba.
Everyone else is going to go back to Godhead, I'm still going to try and chant my rounds.
Svi će ostali da odu nazad kući Bogu, ja ću još uvijek da se trudim, da mantram svoje krugove.
Everyone else is going to be back to God, and Krishna will ask, well, where is so-and-so? And all the devotees will say, no one knows.
It
seems like such a struggle. Then we wonder, how am I ever going to become steady?
Onda se mi pitamo, a kako ću ja ikada postati postoji?
How can I keep that initial enthusiasm I had when I joined?
Kako da ja zadržim taj početni entuzijazam koji sam imao kada sam se priključio?
So a little humility is developing.
I tako se razvija malo poniznost.
That there must be something, a process.
Mora biti nešto, a proces.
And the next one is viuda vikalpa.
Sljedeće je viuda vikalpa.
War against speculation.
Borba sa spekulacijom.
So we become a little, we know we want to be enthusiastic, we know we're not always enthusiastic. How do we become enthusiastic?
Iako mi želimo da budemo entuzijastični, ja znam da nismo uvijek to.
Well, let me,
pitamo kako to trebamo.
Let me renounce all my material attachments.
Ajde da se odreknem svih svojih materijalnih vezanosti.
Go to Vrindavan.
Da odem u Vrindavan.
Focus my mind completely on Krishna.
Da um usmerim potpuno na Krishna.
And engage in bhajan 24 hours.
I da 24 sata se uključim u bhajan.
But that may be a little difficult.
Ali to može biti malo teško.
Who will cook for me?
Ko će da mi kuva?
Who will do my laundry?
Ko će da mi pere veš?
Maybe I should get married to a nice mother.
Možda da se oženim nekom filmu.
And do bhajan at home.
Pa ne onda to bhajanša kući.
But if I do bhajan at home, I'll have to get a job.
E sad, ako hoću da ja pevam bhajan kući...
And then there's children, I'm going to have to work so hard.
Možda da se zaposlim, ako još dođu deset, da imam jako mnogo
da radim. Maybe I should go to Vrindavan and do my own laundry.
Možda da ipak odem ja u Vrindavan pa da sam pereš.
But if I go to Vrindavan, the weather is so hot there sometimes.
I šta ako ja odem u Vrindavan, a tamo je prevrućno.
It gets so cold.
Ili je prehladno.
I'm going to have to collect money anyhow.
Pa opet ću morati nekako da skupljam novac.
Maybe I should marry a sankirtan devotee.
Možda da se udam u sankirtan market.
And she can pay for the rent and the heater and the air conditioner, and we can live in Vrindavan together.
I onda bi mogla da prosto zakupi novac i za hranu, i za grejanje, i za hlađenje, i za klimu, i živit ćemo u Vrindavanu sretno.
So all day long we're speculating.
I tako ide to spekuliranje.
She loves me.
Voli me.
She loves me not.
Ne, voli me.
She loves me.
Voli.
He loves me not. So one can't do any service when it's simply in the clouds.
I onda tako osoba nekad ne može da urade nikakvu službu i samo je u oblacima.
So one thinks, well, all right, I gotta stop the speculation. I gotta do something practical.
I onda osoba pomisli, e dobro, dosta te spekulacije, moram nešto praktično da uradim.
So then Visa, Vishaya Sangara, the traction and aversion to sense gratification.
I onda se dešava Vishaya Sangara, a to je to odvajanje od zadovoljenja čuda.
That here it says, the devotee resolves, I'm going to give up my material desires.
Bhakta odluči, ja ću da napustim svoje materijalne želje.
But the more he tries to give them up, the more he becomes attached to them.
No, što više pokušava da ih ostavi, to je više vezan za njih.
It's like fasting on Ekadasi.
To je kao post na Ekadasi.
You think today I'm fasting on Ekadasi?
Mislite, danas postim na Ekadasi.
Nirjala Ekadasi.
Nirjala Ekadasi.
I'm not going to even drink a drop of water.
neću ni kap vode da popijem.
And I'm going to chant something, I'm going to chant Hare Krishna.
I pevat ću Hare Krishna.
So I'm just chanting japa and following the old Jala Kadasi.
I tako osoba mantra sledi Nisove Kadasi.
So I'm looking at the watch.
I stalno gledam na sat.
10 hours and I can eat.
10 sati, ja baš bih jeo.
9 hours, 15 minutes.
Time
is going really slowly.
It's
going to be a very difficult day. But I'm following the old Dalakadas. Unlike all these other sense gratifiers. At least I'm not falling like they
are.
8 hours left. I wonder if I can do it.
Šta sad radim? Možda da je. Da li ću to uspjeti? Sad ću uspjeti.
And then finally, the old Dalakadasi is over.
I konačno završi se mi
Dalakadasi. It's time to drink milk.
Vreme je da se popijem mlijeko.
And, you know, 5 glasses.
5 čaša.
10 glasses.
10 čaša.
When is Lord Gomesh going to take some more, you know, another fasting is coming up soon. Maybe we should stock up. My stomach hurts, but anyhow. I wish, you know. So Prabhupada said, as Shruti Kirti Prabhu said. Shruti Kirti was Prabhupada's servant. And then Prabhupada said, don't work in the kitchen. Don't cook in the kitchen. Get your own stove and cook there. Get your own stove and cook, because he was making Prabhupada's meals on this cure. So he said, get your own stove and cook there. So Shruti Kirti decided, well, I'm going to cook in the kitchen. I mean, he was in some place in Los Angeles, and he decided, well, it doesn't hurt if I just cook in the kitchen. So he was cooking for Prabhupada in the kitchen. And one of the Matijis there was also cooking in the kitchen. And the rest is history. So, he decided to get married. And he went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I can't travel with you anymore. I'm very unhappy because now I can't be in your service. So Prabhupada said, yes. He said, it's like before you get married. Oh, I'm sorry, before the feast. You think, oh, the feast, how it's going to be so fantastic, I can't wait for the feast. Samosas, blabdamins, kachoris, sweet rice, malpura. And then after the feast. Oh, I wish there was no fees, I feel so bad.
My stomach hurts.
So war against sense gratification. Or at least Visara Sangara. The very thing we're trying to give up is the thing we become more attached to.
I to je ta stvar. Baš ta stvar od koje pokušavamo da se odvojimo je stvar sa kojoj se sve više ne zvijem.
Then we know we have to make further progress. So we become determined. I'm going to follow certain principles. That way, although I'll become free from my attachments to sense gratification, by becoming attached to activities in Krishna consciousness.
I'll
get up at such and such time in the day, in the morning, I'll chant so many rounds before among the lower
feet.
I'll only eat so much prasadam every day. So every day we make a determined vow to do this service in that way. And maybe for some time we do the service. And then we can't keep it up.
I onda ne možemo više to da ispunimo.
One day we get up at 2.
Jedno jutro ustanemo u 2.
I did it.
Uspio sam.
2:30.
2:30.
Not bad.
3 o'clock.
3 sata.
It's a little dangerous.
Već je malo opasno.
3:30.
3:30.
4 o'clock.
4 sata.
5 o'clock.
5 sata.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Duh želi, ali telo je slabo.
Now we become a little discouraged.
I onda se malo obeshrabrim.
We try, but somehow or another we can't keep our vow.
Mi pokušavamo, ali na ovaj ili onaj način ne možemo da ispunimo se.
But when we keep on trying, then eventually we get to the stage, the last stage that's described here.
Ali ako nastavimo da pokušavamo, konačno ćemo doći do ovog posljednjeg stadijuma koji je ovdje opisan.
We actually develop a little steadiness.
Zapravo ćemo razviti malo postojanost.
We get a little bit of enthusiasm back in Krishna consciousness.
Vratit će nam se malo entuzijazam za svjesnost Krishna.
And we're able to convey that enthusiasm to others.
I bit ćemo sposobni da prenesemo taj entuzijazam na
drugi. We exhibit some steadiness to others.
Da prikažemo neku postojanost tu svoju drugim.
So Prabhupada says that, well, in this vision I felt about the Chakra.
Zapravo više na Chakra di Thakur.
It is well established that people become attracted to a person possessing bhakti.
Veoma je poznato da ljudi postaju privučeni osobom koja posjeduje bhakti.
Due to bhakti's auspiciousness.
Zbog povoljnosti koju bhakti ima.
And as the popular saying goes, by attracting the populace,
i kao što kaže popularna izreka, privlačenjem,
one becomes wealthy.
Stvari, osoba postaje bogata.
That's an astrology too. That's an astrology.
To je astrologija.
11th house in astrology deals with easy wealth.
Zapravo 11. kuća astrološki bavi se tim lako stečenim blagom.
And it deals with social interactions.
I bavi se društvenim odnosom.
So easy wealth comes from social interactions.
I to, da kažemo, lako stečeno blago dolazi od društvenih odnosa.
If you're able to attract a lot of people, you get a lot of wealth.
Ako ste sposobni da privučete mnoge ljude, vi ćete zapravo veoma bogati.
So bhakti produces much opportunity for material gain.
I tako bhakti zapravo proizvodi i mnogo prilika za materijalnu dobit.
Worship and position.
Obožavanje i položaj.
These are weeds around the creeper of bhakti.
To je korenje oko puzavice bhakti.
Engaging oneself in pleasure seeking ranga.
Angažovanje u zadovoljstvo za potrebu za rangu.
Amid these weed-like facilities.
Usred svih tih pogodnosti života.
Which are but small waves to Ranga in the ocean of Bhakti. Therefore this is called Taranga Rangini. Delighting in material opportunities. Delighting in material opportunities. So these are different stages, and this we're only at Anishtita Bhajana Kriya.
To su sve različite nivoje i sve to što imamo je ta Bhajana Kriya.
But when we recognize these different stages,
ali kad prepoznamo te različite nivoje,
then we can actually do something to come to this, to make progress in offenselessly chanting the holy name.
Onda možemo nešto uraditi da napredujemo u tom mantranju svetog imena bez uvreda.
And as we offenselessly chant the holy name, be guarding against these different stages of anishtita bhajana kriya.
I dok tako mantramo sveto ime bez uvreda, mi prolazimo kroz tih šest nivoa i polako stižemo.
No one can actually get to the stage of nishta, and that's when it's willing to give up these different types of mentalities.
Jer niko neće dostići nivo ništa ukoliko nema volju da se odrekne različitih vrsta mentaliteta.
So this should be a sufficient service for us to do for a while.
Zato je dobro da imamo dovoljno službe koju ćemo raditi neko vreme.
That it's not as simply a external following some kind of particular service.
I nije da samo spolja trebamo da sledimo neku određenu službu.
Yes, that's necessary, that's the foundation.
Da, to jeste osnova, to je temelj samo.
That will certainly free us from a lot of our external problems.
I to će nas svakako osloboditi mnogih naših spoljašnjih problema.
But this is the other side of going beyond simply mechanically following.
Ali ovo je druga strana koja zalazi iza tog nekog mehaničkog sleđenja.
Recognizing the subtleties that Maya has.
Da prepoznamo subtilnosti koje Maya ima.
And be willing to deal with them in a mature way.
I da imamo volju da se sa njima ophodimo i rvemo.
So we don't become attached to these things.
Zreo način. I tako ćemo se povremeno odvezati od tih stvari.
Ultimately, everyone is Krishna's servant.
Konačno, svako je slugi Krishna.
We can't become better than anyone.
Možemo postati bolji od svih.
And we don't have to worry about losing anything.
Ali ne treba da brinemo, nećemo ništa izgubiti.
Because whoever we are, we're that person. Whoever we are that eternally.
Jer kogod da jesmo, mi smo to večno.
Our material position can't add to that.
Naš materijalni položaj ne može na to da utiče.
No one can take away from that.
Niti može išta od toga.
Because we'll always be who we are.
Jer mi ćemo uvek biti to.
All we can do is act in this world in such a way as to realize who we actually are.
I sve što možemo jeste da delujemo u ovom svetu na takav način da zapravo shvatimo ko smo.
And as I mentioned before, one time I wrote to Prabhupada.
Kao što sam spomenuo jednom pre, pisao sam jednom Prabhupadu.
And I had some idea.
I
asked Prabhupada some questions. Well, I didn't actually ask Prabhupada any question, but he wrote me back a letter.
Imao sam neke ideje, pitanje, Prabhupada mi je vratio odgovor.
I just sent him some Lakshmi for his book fund.
Zapravo sam mu poslao neki Lakshmi za njegov fond.
Because I was a treasurer, and we did that. Whatever money we collected from distributing his original blue Bhagavad Gita, we sent to him.
To smo radili, ja sam tada bio blagajnik i šta god bismo zaradili od prodaje njegove plave Bhagavad Gita, ja sam slao direktno njemu.
And he wrote me back a rather long letter.
I on mi je napisao prilično dugo pismo.
Telling me, beginning to spread the Bhagavad Gita.
Priča mi je da treba da započnem da širim Bhagavad
Gita. Distribute more Bhagavad Gita and preach.
I da ide više Bhagavad Gita i propovedamo.
And then the next day, next he said that you should, well, I'll just give the whole thing. It's always worth repeating. He said in New York, we've distributed, I've heard that you distributed back, 3,000 back to Godhead. I'm sorry. I've heard in New York they've distributed 3,000 back to Godheads in just 2 weeks.
I onda je rekao, čuo sam da su u New Yorku podelili 3,000 back to Godhead magazina za samo 2 nedelje.
And then in Buffalo, you're also distributing back to Godhead very nicely.
A i vi u Buffalo, jako lepo, delite back to Godhead.
That in New York and in San Francisco we just had a Rath Yatra.
U San Francisco smo upravo imali Rath Yatra.
And 10,000 boys and girls were dancing and chanting in full spiritual ecstasy.
I 10,000 mladića i devojaka je plesalo i pevalo u punoj duhovnoj ekstazi.
The boys and girls in your country are generally good souls.
Devojke i mladići u vašoj zemlji su generalno dobre duše.
That's why they've taken birth in such a nice country.
Zato su se i rodili u takvom tome, zemlji.
So please continue in this way and your success in life is assured.
Zato molim vas nastavite na taj način i uspeh vaš u životu je siguran.
As Krishna sees that you're working seriously,
kako Krishna radi, kako Krishna vidi da radite ozbiljno,
to bring help bring his other children back to the spiritual kingdom,
da pomognete da sva ta deca dođu nazad. On će da pruži i podari svoje blagoslove vama.
Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him. Rest assured.
Krishna nikada nije nezahvalan za osobu koja ga služi. Budite uvereni u to.
So, somehow or another, that we can develop the consciousness that every living entity is Krishna's eternal servant.
Ako na jedan ili drugi način možemo da razvijemo svjesnost da svako živo biće Krišnin sluga.
And try to become as good an instrument as we can to help them progress in devotional service.
I da pokušamo da postanemo što je bolje instrument moguće da pomognemo njima da napreduju u duhovnom predanom služenju.
Then Krishna will bestow his blessings upon all of us.
Onda će Krišna svima nama podariti blagoslov.
Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, everyone.
Krishna, Gospodin Chaitanya, Šestorica Goswamija, svi.
Our success in life will be assured.
I uspjeh u životu je zagarantovan.
So, thank you.
Hvala.
To the Prabhupada ki jai. I think we're to the Prasadam. Are there any questions?
In some 20 minutes. Any questions? Yes. So, this surrender, what actually this means? It doesn't mean only to do something that we don't like, but like maybe some change the state of consciousness with the professional
person. Yeah. We do something, surrender means whether we like to do it or not.
Yeah. Ona je pitala šta je to zapravo predavanje. Da li to znači da radimo nešto što ne volimo pa on tako nekako ne može sami sesti i pravimo da nam hrađu koja da, to je to.
We do it because we know this is what Krishna wants us to do.
Mi to radimo jer znamo da je to ono što Krishna želi da radimo.
Because Krishna's representative is helping to do it.
Jer mi je Krishna predstavnik rekao da to radi.
And knowing that Krishna is the owner of everything.
I znajući da je Krishna vlasnik svega.
I'm doing it just to please him.
Ja to radim samo njega da se
bavim. I don't expect any material reward for it.
Ne očekujem za to nikakvu materijalnu nagradu.
And that's, then what will happen is we'll naturally think about Krishna.
Šta će se tada desiti? Tada ćemo prirodno misliti na Krishna.
So that's the sign of surrender.
I to je znak predavanja.
We think of Krishna in the proper attitude.
Da mislimo na Krishna sa pravim stavom.
That's our reward.
To je naša nagrada.
You said that you were preaching very much because of what Prabhupada was strong desire, so we don't do it so much at the moment. Is it because our spiritual master don't want it? They don't have this desire? Or is it something in us? And if the cause in us, what to do it to improve?
I don't quite understand. You don't do what?
If the cause is, if we are the cause with lack of book distribution, if we are the cause, what should we do to rectify this?
Is that what we're working on?
It's perfect.
Oh, we have to, I think those who have experience in book distribution,
mislim da oni koji imaju iskustvo u deljenju knjiga,
we're going to understand the purpose behind it.
koji mogu da razumiju svrhu iza toga.
Have to explain it.
Moraju to da objasni.
In the beginning, devotees would do it out of faith.
U početku, bhakti su to radile iz vere.
But at least many of them, they realized not only the importance, but the advantage of doing it.
A onda smo mnogo shvatili ne samo važnost, nego i prednost od rađenja.
Especially for one's personal spiritual advancement.
Naročito za duhovni napredak osobe.
As well as for spreading the Sankirtan movement.
Jednako kao i za širenje Sankirtan pokreta.
I mean, that's my experience.
Barem je to moje iskustvo.
Anything I wanted, I mean, in terms of transcendental experience or just learning how to relate to people, a lot of it just came from doing book distribution.
Ako govorimo o transcendentalnom iskustvu ili o razvijenju načina kako se odnositi sa ljudima, mnogo toga je zapravo poteklo iz deljenja knjiga.
What to speak of the fact that, anyhow, as far as our society is based upon Prabhupada's desires.
Sve dok je naše društvo zasnovano na Prabhupadinim željama.
Because Prabhupada had a transcendental vision.
Jer je Prabhupada imao transcendentalnu viziju.
Whether the devotee who gave us initiation emphasized it or not.
Bilo da je bhakta koji nam je dao inicijaciju, to naglasio ili nije.
He has his personal understanding, undoubtedly, we're persons.
On ima svoje lično razumijevanje.
His personal realizations.
U krajnjoj liniji mi smo osobe, ima svoje lične realizacije.
So each one of us, all the Prabhupada's followers have that, because we're persons, we have personal experience.
I svi Prabhupada sledbenici to imaju, jer mi smo osobe, mi imamo lične iskustva.
So someone may be emphasized in one aspect of Krishna consciousness.
I onda neko možda naglašava jedan aspekt svesnosti.
Someone else may be emphasizing another aspect.
A neko neki drugi aspekt.
But that's why Prabhupada wanted us to work in harmony and cooperation.
I zato je Prabhupada želeo da radimo u harmoniji i da sarađujemo.
Because you add them all together, then you get much more.
Jer kad to sve skupite zajedno, imat ćete mnogo
više. Steady and intense Krishna consciousness.
I imat ćete mnogo više uspeha u svesnosti Krishna.
Krishna and consciousness is such that it all works harmoniously together.
Svesnost Krishna je takva da sve harmonično radi jedno s drugim.
One thing will help the other.
Jedna stvar će samo pomoći drugoj.
They're all going towards the same goal.
Jer sve one idu ka istom cilju.
If we learn how to love the devotees and serve them,
ako naučimo kako da volimo bhakti i da ih služimo,
then gradually we realize there are other persons who are also potential devotees.
Onda ćemo postepeno shvatiti da postoje druge osobe koje su također potencijalni bhakti.
Or maybe they were former devotees.
Ili su možda čak i bivši bhakti.
And Krishna is just giving us an opportunity to reintroduce them to Krishna consciousness.
I onda nama Krishna daje priliku da ih ponovo privuče na svesnosti Krishna.
In any case, devotional service is only complete.
U svakom slučaju, predano služenje je potpuno jedino.
When we're learning to love Krishna.
Jedino kada naučimo da volimo Krishna.
Learning to associate properly with the devotees.
Kada učimo da se na pravilan način odnosimo sa bhaktama.
Doing many different ways of preaching to help the innocent become Krishna conscious.
Da radim razne vrste propovedanja kako bi pomogli nevinima da postanu svesni.
And learning to avoid those who are envious of Krishna.
I učimo kako da izbjegnemo one koji su zavidni na Krishna.
So there may be different approaches to that.
I može biti različitih pristupa da ovo.
So we should appreciate that.
I to treba da cenimo.
And not see that one approach distracts from the other.
A ne da vidimo kako jedan pristup razlikuje se od i smeta drugom.
But ultimately our movement works under the, that's why we have a GBC.
I zato imamo GBC.
Prabhupada hoped that the GBC would be able to coordinate everyone's inspiration.
Prabhupada se nadao da će GBC biti sposoban da koordiniše svačiju želju za to.
So that everyone could be an individual.
I inspiraciju, tako da svako
može biti da se. But work as in unity.
I na kraju to sve rezultuje.
That would be the most effective way to become Krishna conscious and spread it also.
I to će biti najefikasniji način da se širi svesnost Krishna.
Is that right? Anything else?
Još nešto?
Hvala. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Govind, Govind, Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Govind.
Radhe Radhe Go.